Welcome to Education Currents, a show designed to provide educational news and commentary from a Christian worldview. The greatest resource any community has is its children. And by providing for them the best possible education, we are providing for ourselves and future generations. Join us as we explore the latest social and political issues surrounding education today.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here today with the students of Gettysburg Adventist Christian School, and they recently had an education fair, and I thought it'd be really cool to talk about their topic. So I'm going to begin with actually one of their older students, and his name is Jeremy. If you would just tell us a little bit what your project was about.
Okay. My project was on the bacteria known as C. diff.
And why did you pick that topic?
Because my brother had it, I had it a little bit, and it's usually misdiagnosed as the flu, and it's probably a good thing to make people aware of it.
When you were preparing for this fair, what were some of the things you learned?
C. diff is not a fun thing to have.
And was that the overarching theme of the fair, was different viruses and bacteria?
Yeah, viruses, bacteria, infectious disease, things like that.
What was some of the things on the criteria sheet that you had to do?
Locate its founder, I guess you can say.
Oh, who discovered the disease?
Yeah, who discovered the disease.
And who did discover the disease?
A group of scientists back in 1935. None of their names were stated, just said a group of scientists.
And what was your favorite thing about having an education fair like that?
I am really into life science like that, you know, viruses, little microscopic things.
Describe a little bit your model.
Let's see, one of my friends gave me the wonderful idea, because he said my bacteria looked like a hot dog with spaghetti noodles. So that's exactly what we did. Took a hot dog, put a bunch of dry spaghetti noodles in it, and then boiled it.
Oh, you boiled the
hot dog with the spaghetti noodles.
Okay, and then how did you display it?
Inside of a jar with purple dyed water.
If you had it to do over again, would you change anything?
No, I would not.
You loved it, huh?
I loved it too much. It was beautiful. Except for the fact that some of the noodles fell off, so it didn't look as good as I wanted to, but it still looked amazing.
Well, thank you very much, Jeremy, and I just wish you the best of luck on the next education fair that you do.
Yay.
Well, I now have another student, and I would like you to introduce yourself, what grade you're in, and what your topic was on.
My name is Levi, and I'm in the 8th grade. My topic was on measles.
Measles. Now, have you ever had the measles?
No, I have not.
So what made you interested in doing a topic such as measles?
I thought the disease was rather interesting. I wanted to figure out how it was transmitted.
And how is it transmitted?
Measles is an airborne disease, so coughing, sneezing, any type of hacking or any type of that will make the disease go airborne. It will spread through the air.
Why do we vaccinate against it?
The vaccinations are to prevent it from spreading, continuing to spread and get bigger. So we have borders around America, so that way the disease does not come in and get bigger.
In your process of studying this topic, what was your big takeaway from it?
I learned that measles will never go away because they come from different countries. They're stronger, and then we can't vaccinate against that because it won't go away.
So do they mutate, or?
They mutate in other countries, such as Africa, where there's less vaccinations.
I see. What was the most challenging thing that you did during this process?
Probably making the model out of foam. That's a real big mess, and that's hard with a knife.
Well, you're old enough, so you are allowed to handle a knife, so that's very good. Thank you so much for talking to us about your project, and what was the creative title?
The title was Measle Weasel. Weasel presenting the idea that it will never go away. It's a scaredy cat.
Yes. Very good. Very good. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you more later. Well, hi, Lucas. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Thank you for joining us in this show about our recent education fair. And I want to know, what was your title?
Actually, I didn't really have a very creative title. It was more just whoop, whoop, cough. I didn't have one.
Well, that's pretty creative, though, because now tell us your topic.
My topic was whooping cough.
So if anybody got that title and connected it with your topic, it is actually quite creative. So what made you interested in that topic?
So mainly I just did research, and whooping cough seemed to stand out for me.
Yes. So can you give us a little demonstration of what whooping cough or whooping cough, it's sometimes referred to, what it might sound like?
Oh, that's going to be really hard. I don't know if I can.
Well, just try.
That's mainly what it sounds like.
Did anybody, when they were judging your show, judging your display, did anyone ask you to give you a demonstration?
No, actually. I'm surprised.
Oh, well, that's too bad, because I know you have practiced it a little bit in the classroom, and others have too. So as you were doing this research, what was the hardest thing about preparing for a education fair?
Mainly just figuring out where you want everything to be on your board and making sure that it's done in time is mainly the hardest part.
Yes. Were you at all nervous as the judges came around?
I was a little at first, and then I realized, you know, it's not as hard as you think it will be.
And do you think that the education fair process is a good learning experience?
Yes. It helped out a lot with learning about different viruses.
Yes, and I like to think that it is a good way to do project-based learning, you know, to actually have a project like that. Maybe we should do more of it, not necessarily have it judged, but just do it for fun.
Yep.
What was the hardest thing besides the research?
Probably piling it all up and making the model.
Yes, the now model describe your model, and then I'll let you go.
It's a, oh, shoot, this is really hard.
It's all right, just think it through. You remember, you're talking, a lot of the listeners can't see, so the ones who love radio love to hear things described.
It's a oval, and on the outside, it's like really spiky, and it has blue textures going around it, and then on the inside, it's mainly just spikes, almost looking like a tree inside.
Now, was it made out of clay?
Yes, I made it out of clay.
And then you painted it to reflect the pictures. It was wonderful. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Well, welcome, Kaylee. Now, you're in the hot seat. What grade are you in?
Seventh
grade, and you just recently did this education fair. What was the title of your topic?
The Polio Portfolio. My friend Levi actually helped me with it.
So in addition to working on all these projects, it sounds like there was a little collaboration among the students.
Yeah.
So why did you choose polio as your topic?
Well, my dad works in the hospital, and I thought since he comes home talking about a lot of bacteria and stuff, I thought polio would be really interesting to talk about.
As you were studying the topic, what did you realize, or what were some of the conclusions that you came to as you were studying that topic?
Well, I didn't really think it was that contagious. I thought it was just something that was like maybe really small, not really that contagious. But then getting to learn about it more, I realized it's very contagious.
Describe some of the pictures that you had on your board.
Well, it was mostly just some children with very skinny legs or body parts that can be dislocated into a different position, stuff
yes,
like that.
It really does bring to mind how fortunate it is that we have a vaccination against polio. What was the hardest thing of your research project?
Probably just like figuring out like about just, it's hard, but it's like how would this happen? Like it's just because of places that aren't sanitary, and I was just like, how would it happen there, though? Wouldn't it come from, like, a plant or something? But, yeah, that was probably the hardest.
And it's all right, you know, to end up with more questions than when you started out with.
Yeah.
And what was the most rewarding thing of the whole process?
Probably just getting to tell people about it. It was very interesting and fun to tell.
Yes. Now, I'm going to call you back a little later when I go to do another student that you collaborated with them on a project. I have now sitting before me Jacob. And Jacob, tell us what the title of your project was.
You're not feline? Well, you need a paramedic.
And what was the topic? I don't know if they can get the topic from that clever title.
Well, my topic was cat scratch disease.
You picked cat scratch disease because?
Well, I have a lot of cats, and, well, I just wanted to see if I could get the disease from my cats and how it was transplanted to humans.
And do you think you've ever had cat scratch disease?
Now that I learned about it, I know I have never had it, and I hope to never get it.
So what are some of the symptoms? Because I can guarantee you that the majority of my listeners have cats.
Well, the symptoms of cat scratch disease is a cat will either bite you or scratch you, and you'll get a lump next to it, or if you're unlucky, far away from it, because that'd be worse. Because, I mean, it's spread throughout. Anyways, so there's just a lump next to it or wherever. The lump is non-painful, so it doesn't hurt, but you could get nausea, you'd have to go to the bathroom a whole lot, you'd get tired. Sometimes it might mess with your vision.
Now, in looking at all the projects, I think your paper was probably the longest. How many pages did you write in your report?
Well, I had 8 paragraphs, therefore that was 3 pages.
It was very good. What was the most challenging thing of this project?
Making the model that looked like it, because...
Can you describe a little bit of your display board?
Which part do you want me to describe?
You can start with the top and how you hook the virus models down.
Yeah. We have this trifold board, and I cut cardboard out of it. So I hooked it onto the top of my trifold board, and I put wire through the cardboard and hung up pipe cleaners that were twirled around a pencil, then taken off, and it actually looked like the disease itself.
Yeah, so you had them kind of suspended on each side of your board.
Yes.
What was the most enjoyable thing of this project?
Well, to be honest, the most enjoyable thing was I was allowed to put a whole lot of memes on it.
Yes, because cat and memes seem to go together, don't they?
Yes, they do.
What was the thing you liked the least?
To be honest, typing the paper.
Typing the paper, yes. Okay, well, we have to take a break right now, but we'll be right back. Hi, I'm Dr. Rose Gamblin. And I come to you each week through the programs of Education Currents and Homeschool Companion. And I'm so blessed to be part of MRG Media Radio Ministry. And I'm giving you the opportunity to be part of it too. We can't stay on the air without your financial support. So take a moment right now during our fundraiser to call you with a gift of any size. As a token of my appreciation for your gift, I have a gift for you, so be sure you call. And my gifts consist of books that I've written that I've autographed for you. So be sure and call us, 301-824-3162. That's 301-824-3162. Or write to MRG Media at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783. Welcome back to Education Currents. Now I have before me a young lady named Reagan. Reagan, share with us the title of your project.
Black Death, Last Breath.
Black Death, Last Breath. And this topic was on what topic?
The Black Death.
On the topic of the bubonic plague. And there were some pictures there that I noticed you covered up. Why did you cover them up?
Because I couldn't look at them, and some other people could think they're disturbing.
Yeah, so you had a little warning on your project. I thought that was very good. Just describe for me a little bit of the paper you wrote, what you learned on that paper.
I didn't really learn much, but I learned who discovered it, how many people it killed, even though I thought it was around 200 million, but it was actually 25 million. And who discovered it was Alexandra Yersin, if I pronounced it correctly.
That sounds great.
And it just started spreading from the fleas, but it hasn't been discovered how the fleas got it. I think it was germs.
Yes, and so describe the masks that the doctors would wear.
It was like a mask that looked like a duck, and it was like long, like with a beak, and it was in all different types of colors, and it normally was black, but it could be like an orange or something. Or
so why did you choose that topic?
Because I thought it was interesting, because my brother used to be interested, and then it got me interested in everything, and yeah.
So what was the most difficult thing about the topic?
Because it didn't really have much to say about it. They didn't know how it started happening or anything like that. It was just everybody was confused back then when it was going around.
Mm-hmm. And I could tell that you had a sympathetic heart to the victims of it. You know, those that had fingers turning black and, you know, sores and stuff. That was pretty awful. Well, I thought it would be cute if you did for us at the show a rap on the bubonic plague. So I thought if you would do that for us now.
Let me hear you say this plague is bubonic. B-U-B-O-N-I-C, 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 a pandemic so severe. The black death caused such horror and fear, and there ain't no cure for that girl. You'll be dead in no time, flat girl. You'll get echinocrosis from the Yersinia pestis, and it makes your tongue a black girl. Gonna bury you out in the back, girl.
Yay!
Okay, well, thank you so much for spending this time with us. I wish you the best of luck on other science projects. Yes, that was her friend, Kaylee, that we had talked to a little bit before. Okay, we'll be right back. Welcome, Traden, to the hot seat of the Education Fair interview. So tell me, Traden, what was the title of your topic?
It was Smallpox in the Small.
And why did you choose that title?
Because it sounded cool, and it was amazing, and my teacher helped me, Dr. Gamblin.
Yes. And, well, thank you for giving me that little accolade. But the truth of the matter is, there's nothing small about the disease. It's horrible. So describe a little bit of what that disease does.
It has welts on it. It destroys the body. So it has on the outside, the welts, it's on the inside and the outside. There's a lot of different stuff. It caused blindness. It caused throwing up, vomiting, blindness, diarrhea, a lot of other stuff and welts.
Yes, and those scars don't ever go away. I mean, what did you discover about people that had been buried for long periods of time?
There's, like, they've been finding all kinds of stuff about smallpox. They still have blood. They still have blood of smallpox. They've found that Lincoln had smallpox. They found that there was ancient times people had smallpox, and there's a lot of other people who had smallpox.
Do you know approximately how many people worldwide have died from smallpox?
Yeah. So there's 15 million cases of it, and there's 500 million
have died from it,
yeah.
So as you were working, what was the biggest challenge of the project?
There's a lot of stuff. It was mostly the writing and trying to find all the research about it.
And what was the most enjoyable thing you did?
The model.
So describe a little bit of your model.
Okay, so it was made out of Play-Doh, but the Play-Doh dried up, so it was a little cracky, kept falling
So how
apart.
Did you do the Play-Doh? You did...
So I did it how, like, I first started with a red ball, because that's the middle of it. And then I did yellowish green and then blue on the outside. That's how that was. And then to hold it together, so I cut it.
Like into a wedge out of it?
Yeah, and then I got a toothpick and I sticked it into the smaller to connect to the model, the bigger piece, so it wouldn't fall out. Because I first didn't know it kept falling off, so I had to do a toothpick.
Yes, and that way you could take it apart and look at it inside, and then you could put it back.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. And if you had it to do over again, would you change anything?
Not that much. Maybe to try change the model a little bit, but it's pretty fun.
Okay, well, thank you so much for spending this time with us, and have a good day.
Okay.
Now I have in front of me Mitchell. Mitchell, what grade are you in?
Second.
And what was the title of your project?
The Unknown Killer.
The Unknown Killer. And what was it about?
It was about HIV.
HIV. That's a pretty big virus for a second grader to talk about.
It's only three letters.
It's three letters, HIV. And what does it cause?
It causes skin. You can see your insides from, on, like, with your skin on, and it can make your gums black.
Wow. So it actually can cause AIDS, which is an autoimmune disease.
Like it just lets out viruses into your body.
Yes.
To kill it.
So it makes your body, your immune system doesn't attack all of these things. So as you were working on this, what was one of the hardest things you had to do?
The title, because it took a long time. I was finished with all of the things and I had to do the title last. Not like last.
Sometimes that happens. So describe for me how you made your model of your virus.
I just made it a foam ball with painted purple and just put yellow toothpicks. I didn't have time. I didn't want to put really flat stuff on it because then I was a little sad because they threw it.
Oh,
but
yes.
But it's okay. It's still alive.
So
just
that
almost chopped off Jammy's hand.
Oh, dear. So it became a real dangerous virus. The model itself became a dangerous virus.
Also, the inside looked like spaghetti noodles. No, like pasta noodles.
So you made two. You made a cutaway.
Yeah, cutaway and the outside way. But I forgot to put on the spikes in the inside.
Oh, but that's all right.
I shouldn't actually put flat stuff on top. That's what it's supposed to look like, but look nicer to me when it was spiky. Straight through,
Yes.
Have those real.
Sometimes dangerous things happen when we're working outside the box, which any type of project is outside the box. So I'm talking to people who may be homeschooling their students. Would you recommend that they do an education fair and let their children do a project like that?
Yes.
What was the thing you didn't like about it?
I don't like it because spiky ball of doom. We called it a foam ball with toothpicks and a purple paint, the ball of doom.
Yes, if everyone follows the rules and minds their own space, you don't have that trouble. But if someone comes into your space, takes your model and throws it or something like that, it's very disrespectful. So you might have had to deal with some of that. Okay, well, we're coming to the end of our show. Thank you so much for spending time. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Education Current, a production of MRG Media Ministries. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.